to just speak briefly to the young people. Just sung that last chorus. He that overcomes, shall I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He that overcomes, I shall make a pillar in the temple of my God. Now, we're going to think about a bit of architecture this morning. What is your thoughts or ideas about pillars? Do you know what I mean by a pillar, don't you? You know what I mean by a pillar, don't you? Right. So, what are pillars for? What are they for? Any idea?
Support.
Support, right? What do they generally support? Any thoughts on this? Yes.
Roof or ceiling.
Roof or ceiling. So, pillars, you're going to say that, aren't you? They're for roofs or pillars. We actually have support in this hall where we're now dwelling. And you'd be pretty grateful and thankful for these supports. They not only go across here, but also that wall that goes across there, and the wall here, are part of supports. Now, sometimes, you know, in these cathedrals and in these temples that they built, they also had supports that were called pillars, and they were suspended often in arches, and they would be in a sort of continual line, probably 4, 5, 6, 8 of them, which really is just a wall, but you can actually go through them. They are like a partition and they have a support, and they're often done architecturally to look attractive. You see, pillars or arches look a little bit more attractive than maybe just a wall. And that's what architects do. They work out these things that is pleasing to the eye. And so pillars are something that is not only speaks of holding and supporting, but is also attractive. And you can see much architecture throughout the world where you see these lovely pillars and arches and so forth. So God knew what he was saying, didn't he? Now, he said, what you just sung, that those who overcome shall be like those pillars. Now, what does that mean? What is God saying about us? What are we going to be like? What are we actually going to be like? Any idea? What are we going to be like? Yes.
Strong,
attractive, yes. Strong. Would you say that we're going to be supportive? Do you understand what I mean by being supportive? Do you know what I mean? Your parents support you. They help bring you up. That's what we mean by being supportive. And so God says, if you overcome your trials, your tests, those things you go through at school, whatever it is, God says he's going to make you like a pillar, strong. And the Christian church is not a church of a building. The Christian church is Christians who are strong and overcome. That is what makes up the true church, the true body of Christ. And the only way we know that is by what? How are we going to know if we're strong or not? How is it tested? How is it tested, yes?
By our faith.
By our faith and also something else. How is it also tested? Yes.
By trials.
By trials. By trials. Now, you all know what the word trial means, don't you? We don't like them in the natural, do we? The flesh hates trials. But God says that's where you'll be strong. Now, the wonderful news about the gospel is that Jesus says, if he lives in your life, in your heart, he is your strength. He will help you to stand. So you're not standing just in your own strength, but the strength that lies in Almighty God. In fact, I'm going to take it a step further. The very strength that you stand by in God is the very power and strength that raised Jesus from the dead. That he overcame that final thing, death. That you and I can now have life in Jesus. And that's why we could rejoice in that song this morning. He that overcomes shall be like a pillar in the temple of my God. Because that's what God's temple is going to consist of. Men, women, young people like you, who've overcome in trials and tests. That will be the test. That's what will stand throughout eternity. It's great, isn't it? See how God's ways are not our ways? How he works is not what man thinks. Man so often thinks that a church, and you talk about pillars and temples and that sort of thing, they'll immediately point to a cathedral or a church and say, well, that roof's held up because of those pillars. Yes, naturally it is. But that doesn't speak of the true Christian church. For it is men and women who overcome all things that will stand. And you know something, your trials, and maybe some of you had them, some of you started back at school, or maybe going up to a different class, or maybe having problems with a new teacher, whatever it is. God says, I'm in your life, and we can overcome this. That's good, isn't it? Okay? Good. So talk to the Lord about it. Going through trials, having problems, whatever it is, the best thing to do is talk to the Lord, because that brings God into that situation.